My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. To do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else. Previously on Arrow.
Ivo killed Shadow.
Because I chose to save you.
The man who killed Shadow is still out there.
Not for long, because we're going to take the freighter.
Merlin is Thea's father. But I thought you deserved to tell Oliver yourself.
I'm not going to tell my son anything.
Thea, can never find out about Merlin. As of right now, we have no relationship. You and I are done.
Sweetheart, you okay?
Oh. If every single thing that's gone wrong in our lives is your fault, now get out.
I'm sorry. I said get out!
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guy. It is time for Variety Radio Online's Arrow Recap Show. And, of course, along with me, I have the lovely Anna B. from Australia. How you doing, Anna?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Sweet.
Good morning.
Good morning over there in Australia. And I know that you went to a strip club last night. Is that what it was last night? And you partied last night?
It wasn't a strip club. You misheard.
Oh, that's right. A symphony. I don't know how I got mixed up on that.
I don't know either. I wonder why.
Well, you know, I've heard about the Thunder Down Under. Okay? I know there's male strippers from Australia. I've seen them in Las Vegas.
Yes, there is.
Oh, and you know about them, I can tell. Let's leave it alone. All the way from Los Angeles, it's pouring rain over there for the first time in a long time. Jesus, how you feeling, Jesus?
I'm feeling pretty good.
And now, are you going to get washed away? Is it really pouring over there? I'm looking on the news, and it's crazy.
It's crazy rain, but I live in a pretty good area, so no.
So there's no way you're going to get washed away?
Nope.
Sweetness. All right, so let's get into this. Everybody, welcome out to Variety Radio Online. Today's show, we're going to be talking about the episode Arrow, Time of Death, that aired on Wednesday night on the CW. Real quick, Anna, I got to ask you, and Jesus, what did y'all think about this episode and the villain, the Clock King? Anna, what did you think?
Oh, it was a good episode, I thought. It was more of Felicity's episode.
Right.
It made her come up, bring herself out, make her insecurity. She had to prove herself, and she did it with the Clock Man.
Yes, she did. And Jesus, what did you like this episode?
I liked it. It was very Felicity heavy, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
And the Clock King was pretty cool. I don't know if I liked his character as much, but I didn't dislike it.
Right. No, and that's why I was asking you guys, because I was watching it, and I kind of felt that I really liked the actor, and Jesus and I were talking about this, Robert Knepper. He just plays a really good villain.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked him as the Clock King. I think don't get me wrong, I wanted to see the story of Felicity and Sarah and Oliver and Laura and all that stuff and everything else, but I think the Clock King kind of got wasted in this episode. I don't know. I don't know how y'all feel. I just feel like I think the Clock King could have been a little bit more cooler, but I don't know. I just kind of felt like it was like a waste of him a little bit, but because it just – I don't know. It's hard to explain, but I think you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
But don't get me wrong. I like the episode. I really did. Felicity – standing up and doing her thing, especially in the opening scene where Sarah and Diggs and Oliver are fighting and she's kind of watching and they're comparing scars and all that good stuff. Overall, I mean, is there anything that we really want to talk about the Clock King at all? Is there anything? Because I feel like I just want to keep moving on past this guy.
No, you can keep going. I mean, his storyline was just in there to give us a storyline that they had to fight another villain.
Right.
Plus on the side, we had the storyline of the characters and how it was affecting them and their
lives. Okay, so let's before we jump into the characters, what about the flashback? The flashback, we find out that that Slade and Oliver and Sarah are on the island, and a plane gets shot down, and we find out that the pilot reveals this little picture to Sarah and says, "Look after my 12-year-old daughter," which we find out that little 12-year-old daughter happens to be Sin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, question to both of you guys, because I don't know this, and DJ Wicked, as you can see, Wicked, are you here, Wicked? No, Wicked's not here for me to ask him these questions, since he's the comic book kind of guy, but I guess, Sin rumor? Is there a rumor, Anna? I don't know if you know, or even Jesus. Has Sin got any training in fighting?
I don't know. I haven't heard.
Jesus?
I don't know.
I think she does, if I remember correctly.
See, I think if Wicked, can you tell us? No, you can't because you're not here. I swear I thought Wicked had said something that she actually is part of that Titan, whatever force. I don't know. I know I'm butchering these names of these superheroes, but apparently Teen Titans. I think she's supposed to be a part of it, but I don't know if she got the training. I'm assuming it's safe to say that if Sarah's been watching out for her since she was 12, I'm assuming she's probably taught her how to fight.
You would assume that, yes.
Okay.
I would agree with that.
You know, so, okay. I guess we'll see. Anything we want to talk about Sin?
Because she was basically only in it introduced that we found out she was looked after by Sarah, and that was basically it.
So were you happy, Anna? Were you satisfied with the little 30 seconds of Roy? We finally get to see Roy back.
No, he wasn't in it much, was he?
No, he just said, hello, I'm Roy. and then he leaves. do you know anything about the training? I mean, because the last couple of episodes he was getting trained by him. And then I think, the episode before last, we didn't even see Roy?
I think he's more in the next episode, Roy.
Okay.
They use him more there.
Okay. Jesus?
Yeah, I hope he comes back. He was a good character, but I really like Sin. I want to see more of her. She seems like she's going to be a good story element.
Really, you think?
I think so.
She seems kind of boring to me. We could see what happens. I don't know. I mean, maybe there might be some. I mean, I think she'll become pretty cool for me if she knows how to fight and whoop ass. But if she's just kind of like a little kid sister, I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. What about the dad? Dad's going through some crap. Dad, since Sarah's back, the mom is back in the picture, and he gets all feely touchy with her. Anna, did you see that coming at the dinner table where mom pretty much says, I'm not coming back to Starling City because I got a boyfriend.
I didn't see that coming, but interesting.
Now, what are you going
to say? I thought that was interesting because she's got a boyfriend back in Central City. There's something else that's going to happen, I reckon, with Mum.
Okay, and Jesus, did you see that before I asked? Did you see that coming? Did you think that Dad was going to get dissed?
No, because when they're at the party, she's all like, we're all back together, and it's like, okay, that, you know, why are you talking as a unit if you have somebody else on the side, you know?
And that comes to my question. I honestly think that mom is lying about something. I don't think she has a man. I think she's doing something over there and the other. And maybe I'm – because what does she do? Do we know what she does for a living?
She's a professor.
Now,
in school.
Now, could that mean a super? Could that mean something? A professor for an evil company? A company? I don't know. I always have to look at people now and go, do they have a secret agenda? Do they have a secret life? And it's obvious that mom was holding her hand, his hand at the party, talking as a unit, like Jesus said. I thought that something was going to get reunited, but I don't know. I don't know if I believe that she's got a man on the side. I think it's bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mm. I don't know. You haven't heard anything yet, have you,
No, but
Anna?
I don't think she's back in the show anymore because I haven't heard. She was only in for a couple episodes, and that was it.
And now, wasn't there a rumor that she was supposed to die?
No, I didn't hear that one.
See, I thought Wicked had told me that she was going to die. But, see, hey, Wicked, is that right? Oh, sorry, Wicked, you're not here, so I can't ask him that question.
I think that's from the comic book. I think she dies in the comic book.
Okay, she doesn't. Okay, maybe that's what it is. Okay,
yeah,
I heard something. And then one thing before we get into the characters, well, the juicy characters. I know everybody that's listening is like, oh, Mike, you're talking about characters. Let's talk about Mora, mom. So, and the only part that I wanted to punch her in her face I guess not, because it is her house when Oliver finds out that she's there for Sarah's party and pretty much calls her out and says, why are you here? And she's like, you're throwing parties in my house. So if you don't want me here, don't throw parties in my house.
Exactly.
Now, Anna, you're a lady.
Yeah.
Do you think Oliver had the right to say that to mom, or and like he's like stepping over his boundaries, or do you think, what do you think?
He probably shouldn't have. It is his mother's house.
It is Mark's house.
But the way they feel about each other at the moment, well, you know, he has a right, I suppose.
Right.
To say what he feels, because he's very unhappy with Mum.
Big time.
Very.
Now, have you heard anything, without giving anything away to us, is there going to be some type of, like, because we don't see Brother Blood at all. So I'm assuming she's still running, right? That's the whole thing.
Yes, she's still running.
So you haven't heard anything, right, about...
No, not at present. But who knows what happens by the end of the episode.
Yeah. Jesus, what did you think about his comments to Mom? Was he in the right? Was she in the right? What?
I think Oliver was in the right. I mean,
She's
putting them through a lot.
Right.
And on top of all, she just made everything, you know, a public. She's, you know, running for office, and there's nothing private about that. She needs to solve stuff in her family before she steps out into the public, I think.
Now you, this is your first time, Jesus, with us for the Arrow show. Are you a fan of Mom?
No.
What about Laurel? Anna loves Laurel so much.
She doesn't.
What?
I'd like Laurel.
Oh my gosh! I should hang up on you right now. Anna and I are anti-Laurel. We don't like her.
I remember that.
Okay. All right. So who's your favorite character, real quick, Jesus? You could pick one person. Who would it be?
Felicity.
Felicity. Okay. Good answer. And speaking of Felicity, let's get into that. This is where we start playing some of the clips from the show and everything else. People, if you're listening to the show, don't forget you can always leave comments in the bottom through your Facebook page. If you're listening to Variety Radio Online right here on blogtalkradio.com, just scroll down, leave comments and all that good stuff. So let's get into Felicity. Of course, you know, the Clock King, he's the bad guy, and he's causing mayhem, and he stole this super magical device that can go into safes, and they're trying to stop him. And that's the main villain in this. And Felicity definitely meets her match in this. Real quick, Anna, I got to ask you, since we're both – I mean, you too, Jesus, but you're a newcomer, Jesus, so you got to earn your stripes. When it comes to Felicity, do you think that her not able to prevent the hacking from the Clock King is a cause because she's kind of like a little cloudy because she sees what's going on with Sarah and Oliver? Or do you think that the Clock King was just so good that Felicity had no chance?
I think the Clock King was just too good for her.
Mm-hmm.
He had the skills to do what he needed to do.
So no distractions from what she's seeing. I mean, Oliver actually kisses her in the beginning right in front of her.
She's upset and insecure with all that. I can see that. But she knows she has to be there for the team.
Mm-hmm.
She has to pull a weight.
Right.
And the Clock Man, he was just too good for her.
Jesus?
I don't know. I think she was way too distracted with Oliver and Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't on her game, and there was definitely more than just, you know, the Clock King involved in that.
Right. Interesting. Well, of course, in the episode, the Clock King definitely does his number on the base, their underground lair, and makes everything explode. And here's the clip that we're going to play right here.
No, it's not your fault, Felicity.
Really? Which one of the rest of you put up the security safeguards?
Maybe if it had been Sarah, we'd be in this
mess.
No, I know we haven't talked about this, but it must be difficult for you seeing them together.
This is about me. Hey, Sarah can analyze blood. She can kick ass. She can do anything. And the one thing I'm supposed to be good at, I'm failing at miserably. And why do you even need me now that you have her?
Because you're irreplaceable, Felicity.
Damn right.
We love you, Felicity. I have a lot of work to do.
We love you, Felicity. See, even Anna, I'm looking at you. Diggs is kind of like, hey, is this bothering you?
Of course it's bothering her. She's feeling it between Sarah and Oliver, definitely, but she's not going to admit it because she's got a crush on Oliver.
Oh, definitely.
Like, most definitely. So she's not going to admit to Dig that. I mean, he can sense it, but she's also feeling a failure because of what happened with the hacking. and it was her responsibility to put the security in place, and it backfired.
Right.
And then Sarah comes along and she can do everything.
It's true. Sarah's super beast. She doesn't play.
She is.
Because if you notice in the whole episode, every time Sarah was in the picture and Oliver talking, every time Felicity would look at, you know, them, Diggs was always looking. Diggs knows. He knew from the get-go.
Oh, yeah, he can see it. Isn't that obvious, the looks?
It definitely is obvious.
Yeah, but do you guys think that Diggs is feeling a little left out as well? I mean, he's hardly done anything in the last six episodes.
Diggs is garbage. I love Diggs, and Anna, I don't know how you feel. I love Diggs in the beginning because I was like, oh, yeah, Army Special Forces. Oh, yeah. You know, he's undercover, and then he drives a car. It's like Batman and Robin or the Green Hornet. And then all of a sudden, and we always bring it up, and Anna, you were there when Wicked brought it up, that we think that Diggs, his balls went in his body when the Black Canary put him in his place. And then when he was going after the Brother Love when Oliver wasn't 100% and yep. got his ass kicked at that hotel room with the, I guess, the one Brother Love disciple, follower that got killed, but
yep.
still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what we've been wondering. And then, Anna, you posted up a picture on Variety Radio Online on Facebook that there's a picture of the is it the Death Squad or is it?
Yeah, the Death Squad.
And Diggs.
The Suicide Squad, isn't it?
Which one is it?
Suicide Squad?
Is it the Suicide Squad? That's right.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah. This Suicide Squad, Diggs is in there.
Yes. Yes.
So.
And that's an episode. It's with Diggs. So it's one episode around him.
So it's obvious that is Diggs crossing over? I mean.
Is that why Felicity is indispensable, you know?
But
that's an upcoming episode, so I don't think so. But we'll learn more as it gets to that.
Yeah.
Why he's going to help out in that squad.
I mean, you never know. He could be going undercover. Or
yeah.
He could be that's what I'm wondering, because I'm wondering if Diggs is getting frustrated because he hasn't been doing anything. And if anybody should feel left out, it should be Diggs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he's not getting much done. But there is an episode for him coming up, so we'll learn more about why he's going to work for Amanda Waller.
Okay.
And why he's doing it.
So
not
you,
to spoil anything.
So you know something that me and Jesus don't know. That's what it
No,
that's...
not really, but I'm just... But we will learn more why there is... The,
I love how you're doing that.
Squad.
You're like, shut up, Mike. Moving on. We'll learn more about the Suicide Squad. Keep it going.
Hey, we're not talking about that episode. We're talking about this one.
Okay. Oh.
No, I want to know about that.
No,
episode.
No. We're not going
to. Wait.
You have
to wait. Episode down the track.
You have to watch it. You have to watch it. Because I think that's Suicide Squad, and that airs, March 19th? I'm looking
Something
at my.
Up.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
it's March 19th.
So we'll learn more then.
She said that like five times already.
Yep.
Okay, so moving right along, right after that scene right there. Now, okay, I don't have the clip for that part, but that's when they're like, you know, you can go Oliver and he goes to a dinner party that, one, he was not invited to. Sarah invited. This was supposed to be a family party, and it was just supposed to be the family because Dad was – but, of course, Sarah didn't know. But Oliver still goes because Sarah asked him – My question to you guys, do you think that Oliver should have been there at dinner?
No.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you. Thank you. I thought you guys were going to be like, of course. They're one family together. And no, thank God. I thought
he's
that.
He's been with both, you know, Laurel and Sarah, but that doesn't make him family.
That is true. That is very true. But, when he said, okay, I'll go, I was like, dude, why are you going? And as soon as he walked into the apartment, Laurel, did you see the evil look? She even said what? Your last name's not. Was it Lance?
Yes.
I mean, she calls him out.
There's too much tension between them at the moment. So, yeah, he definitely shouldn't have been there.
He shouldn't have been there.
He shouldn't
have. And while they're at dinner, I guess that's when we talked about earlier that the mom is making no she's not planning on coming back to the city. And then, of course, Sarah makes that comment and goes, well, everybody should be happy. And then they look each other across the freaking table. But in defense of this, Anna, you know this too. We talked about it before. Remember, Sarah had a crush and liked Oliver first.
Yes, she did.
Laurel's the one that went behind Sarah's back.
And stole him from her.
Exactly. Did you know that, Jesus?
Yeah, I did. I remember that from a past episode.
Mm-hmm. So it's payback's a bitch. And so, of course, they get into it. Well, of course, they get into it because after they throw each other a look, this is what happens.
Yeah, well, that was kitchen towel, cat-tutorial towel, yeah.
Are you still teaching, Mrs. Lance?
Yes, I am. Greek and medieval history at Central City University.
Wow. You could probably give them notice.
Uh-oh.
Why would I do that?
Well, I mean, you're going to come back to Starling, right?
No. Mm. I'm not moving back to Starling, Quentin.
Well, Sarah's back.
I have a new life in Central City, and I have a wonderful job.
Well, there's jobs here.
Drama. Awkward.
More than a job. I have someone.
Liar.
Oh, congratulations.
You know, it's great. Mom, you deserve to be happy. Everybody does.
Here it comes.
These motherfuckers.
You've got to be kidding me. What? You've been back, like, what? A week? And you're not even denying it. It's complicated. Of course it is. It's you.
Laura, please.
Dad, you are no better than they are. I mean, what did you think? Mom was just going to sit around and wait for you for 6 years to bake her chicken?
Laura,
and
enough.
Sweep her back off her feet?
Do this.
Enough, okay? Yeah, you know what? It is enough. You make yourself that when you're done.
Oh, man, that was an intense scene right there.
It was indeed.
So what do you have to say about it, Anna? Your girl. Was Laurel in the, was she in the right?
She shouldn't have done what she did. But then, hey, it's Laurel. She's been pill popping. She's been drinking. She's at her lowest. So she's not a happy camper at the moment.
Oh, she was. Did you notice that she almost popped some pills before dinner started?
Yes, mm-hmm. She did, but she didn't. And she's got that. There's a tension between her and Sarah, and that hasn't been resolved yet.
Exactly. But yeah, that was probably one of my favorite scenes because it was bad.
And put Oliver in the mix, not a good thing.
But his dumbass should not have been there.
Exactly.
God, dumbass Oliver. And this is the first. I'm gonna tell you, like, I'm a big fan of Oliver, and I really. But this was the first time I was looking at you. Like, dude, seriously, like you. Dude, you're a player. You're a douchebag. You should have known not to be there. It was going to cause drama.
Exactly. Yes.
Jesus?
He shouldn't have been there. But now that I listened to that clip again, when she mentions Century City University, isn't that where the Flash has his base?
He's over there in that city.
No, but in the comic book, I think underneath Century City University is where the Flash has his lair.
Oh, I didn't know that. Anna, is that new to you?
I don't know. It's new to me. I haven't gone into the Flash yet.
No.
So might he be a reason why she's staying in Century City?
You know what? I couldn't tell you on that one. I don't even know. Yeah. I don't know if that chick even knows the Flash. But maybe, I'm sure if she's in, you know, he's in, if she, he goes to that school, then she's there. Maybe they do know of each other.
I don't know. I'm a little curious about that now.
Yeah, see, that's a good thing. I guess it's something. Did you notice on the Anna? Did you see in Jesus? Did you see on the Facebook page for Arrow that they put a picture of the Flash?
Yes, I did.
How do you think? Yeah. How do you think it looks so far?
Looks pretty good.
Oh, I know. My nipples got hard. I was like, yeah, this looks really cool. Hopefully, it's gonna be cool. Sorry about the nipples comments, everybody.
Because they're filming the pilot right now.
And do you know when it's supposed to air?
Not till September, October, I think it is.
Now, is it going to be one of those where it's like Arrow, and then we see the Flash come in it, and then the Flash gets his own little pilot, or do you think it's just going to be his
own? It's a straight pilot for him.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not supposed to come back to the show, right?
Yeah, he's not coming back to the show. They just thought they'd go straight to a pilot. He did so well in those two episodes.
What about Felicity and him?
Don't know what's going on there.
Really? Do you not know, or are you just telling me that? So
I don't know. I'm sorry. I have no idea.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you're not holding off on us again.
I'm not holding off on you.
All right.
Would I do that?
Yes, you would. Yes,
no,
you would.
No, I would.
I know how you Australians are.
Oh.
And once that big old fight happens at the dinner table, another good scene happens, and I want to share it and give a compliment to somebody, but here it is.
Hey!
You are unbelievable! You lecture me on how I need to repair my relationship with Sarah when you're the one who messed it up in the first place by screwing her. And now you're doing it again.
You're right. This is all my fault.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, it is.
And is you losing your job, doing drugs, being a drunk, is that my fault? Is that your family's fault? Or are you going to blame Tommy for dying?
Screw you, Oliver.
I have stood by you through everything. The DUI, losing your job. Laura, I was concerned about your well-being when you were trying to get my mother the death penalty.
Yeah, and you've been a real stand-up kind of guy.
Laura, do you think you're the only one that is having a hard time? Do you think you're the only one with family issues? You have no idea what is going on with my family right now. But I am still standing here. And you are still blaming everybody but yourself.
Are you dead?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm done. I'm done taking the blame. And I'm done caring. Let's go have a drink. Get wasted. Go to Verdant. I'll pay for it. I have loved you for half my life.
And the face on her right there.
But I'm done running after you.
Oh, yeah, you go, Oliver. So, Anna?
About time he came to his senses.
Okay, now when you say that, what do you mean by that?
That he stopped worrying about her all the time and trying to fix her problems when she has to do it herself and stop blaming him for them all the time.
Now, Anna, I got to ask you a question since you're a girl. Now, when Oliver says that speech, I've loved you all my life and I'm done, do you think she took that? Because, like, I saw him say that, and as a guy, I'm like, dude, I've loved you for all this time, but I'm done. Like, I, you know, but as love, I took it as love as a friend. But when he said that, it seemed like she thought, he still likes me.
It seemed like that, like he still had feelings for her and everything. But he hasn't. He just watches over her. I mean, he's with Sarah now, and she can't blame him for being with Sarah now because they're not even together. But he watches over her as a friend, I think, now.
Right.
But now he's totally done with her. She's got to pull her weight, get herself back up. And I think at the end of the day, they'll still be friends again once she comes, pulls herself out of the hole she's in.
Right. Jesus, what did you think about that part right there?
Actually, I laughed during that part because it was a speech kind of like, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Sorry you're such an idiot, you know?
Really? Sorry you're such an idiot, like, to who?
To Laurel. Like, wake up, you know, you've been doing this to yourself. You can't blame me anymore. And I'm sorry that I've been, you know, going along with this.
Oh, so you're you said you were laughing because he pretty much dissed Laurel.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were, like, making fun of Oliver. I was about to hang up on you.
No, Oliver, like, he may not be one of my favorite characters in the show, but he has a good head on his shoulders.
Right.
And he's coming to terms with things, so I appreciate the fact that he's finally growing up.
That was a good speech. You know what, and to be honest with you, Anna, because I know that you've had a couple of times to go to, like, haven't you gone to the Arrow set and you've actually met Stephen Amell?
Oh, I've met him on location when they were filming last year, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have to admit, this episode here was the first time I actually got a little teary-eyed. He's got some acting chops on him, right on that.
He does.
On
it did
scene.
Come out. He did show that he could really act. And I did hear in an interview, he said there's an episode coming up between him and Laurel that he's very proud of because it was very emotional and he really felt it.
Right.
And you'll see why when you see it. And I can see now why he thought that. And it was a good scene between the two of them, showing his emotion and what he really felt.
No, I hands down, this is probably for me, for him as an actor, I was like, okay, yeah, this dude, he's got some chops. He did well, because he could feel it. I could feel it. I don't know about Jesus, since he was laughing, but I wasn't laughing.
Well,
no,
was
you could really feel it.
Because of the context.
I know, dude, I'm just joking with you. Don't get mad. So that scene was just, and then he just leaves, and then she, but I'm telling you, the look on her face was like, what? Like, Wicked, what are you, oh, never mind, you're not here, Wicked. Normally, Wicked would say, it's all about her, because remember, he always used to say that, it's always about Laurel, a lot. And it seemed, for a second there, that she was like, there's still hope for us. He's always loved me, and I never knew that. That means he must love me now, and that means I need to take him and steal him from my sister. Because you know how women are.
Yeah.
They plan all that stuff.
Wow.
But it's true.
See, Laurel has always wanted Oliver back. She's always tried, and he's denied her.
Exactly. And I think Oliver goofed by giving her that speech, because I think she, in her sick pop-pilling mind of hers, that she really thinks that they have a chance.
She did, but now it's over. She don't. But I think it brings her out, because you'll see later in the episode, it does change her mind.
Yes, it does. She gets a little eye-opening, I think. I guess
she does. And I think that's what she needed, someone to really peg her down a few.
Because I think what you just said right there, I think Oliver, that scene in the hallway was probably the first time anyone's really, like, just put her in her place.
Exactly. Because her father hasn't done it.
Right.
He's only been there caring, trying to help her. She needed someone to really lay it out there and say, this is it. Get yourself act together.
Yeah. And, it wasn't sugar-coated or anything. You know, he wasn't mean about it, but he was firm, strict.
Right.
And
exactly.
I think she needed that.
Oh, she definitely needs that. So once that happens, of course, we get back to the clocking and all the and all the action and the end of the and the fighting in the bank. And we all know that if you watch the episode, you know what I'm talking about. And then I felt a little pain. I don't know about Jesus. I don't know how about you, but I felt Felicity's pain that she took a bullet for the Black Canary. I almost started crying more than in the hallway scene because I thought my Felicity was hurt. But she takes a bullet. She takes a bullet. And she gets her very own scar. And she's doped up on pills, but not Laurel doped up on pills. Diggs gave her a little sum-sum, and she kind of opens up, and here it is.
Are you sure you don't want to go to the hospital?
Mm-mm. You guys never go to the hospital. Besides, Dig gave me some of those aspirins. Are you spinning?
Aspirin. Oxycodone.
I wouldn't be here if you hadn't been so brave. Thank you.
It was nothing. I've always wanted to say I've taken a bullet for someone, and now I can't. So really, I should be thanking you.
Well done. Not bad, but you're still going to have a scar.
My own scar. Yay.
You all right? Diggle had mentioned that maybe you were feeling a little left out.
What? No. I was just used to being your girl. I mean, not your girl. Girl. Your girl. I know it sounds like the same word, but it means something different in my head.
Hey. You will always be my girl, Felicity.
And Mike, too. The drugs got her a little loose there. And Anna, you're a girl.
Yeah, I am.
But you don't take drugs. So I don't know if you're going to be able to answer this question correctly. But when she says, I'm always used to being your girl. Did you see Oliver's face kind of like, whoa, we haven't slept together and you're acting all clingy?
But then she changed her mind, said, I'm not your girl. I'm your girl, as if your girl to help you out with the team.
Mm-hmm.
She tried to cover herself up as if to say, I don't mean it like that. But I think in deep down, she did mean it.
Oh, definitely. And it's obvious that Oliver knew and Diggs who's not doing anything again.
But Oliver's trying to cover it up as if, yeah, there's nothing between us. I don't have feelings for you. But he's trying to avoid it. It's going to happen.
Do you believe that Oliver and Felicity are going to kiss?
Eventually, yes. They will.
I cannot wait.
It's going to happen.
They're
just stringing it out. They're not going to put them together yet. It's too early days because it'll ruin the show. There's the tension. They like to build the tension up for us between them, but it's not happening yet.
So we won't see them kissing this season?
Well, maybe at the very end, maybe. I don't
know.
Yeah. Anna,
it has to happen because everyone wants it.
I know.
I want it.
I know you do. Jesus, what did you think about that whole thing? Do you think you weren't on one of the shows where we asked that if they became a couple, do you think that Felicity would be a distraction or and not a distraction meaning like a bad thing, but you know every superhero has their girlfriend and we've seen it in many movies where the girlfriend of the superhero always gets kidnapped and the superhero's got to go save the day. Do you think that's going to be a problem if they do ever become a couple in the show that Arrow's going to be a little, you know, a little off?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like in this episode, Felicity was trying to get on even ground with everybody, and I think she finally did it at the end and kind of proves that, you know, she's not as dainty as people expect her to be.
Mm-hmm.
True.
So, I don't know. I think if they do become a couple, Oliver will most likely try and teach her a little.
Mm.
I mean, just to have her be safe.
Right.
Well, Dick was training her at one stage.
Was he?
Yeah, in the beginning, season one, he was training her. And I reckon Sarah might train her to a point, too.
Until she finds out. And Sarah's all about teaching her right now until she finds out that she likes him, because it's obvious during this whole episode that Sarah knows something is up.
Yeah.
But can I say, Oliver's always going to care and watch out for Felicity, because when she phoned him and he found out that she was at the bank, he wasn't happy that she'd gone out on her own.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
So he's always going to have he's always going to be there to protect her and watch over her. That's always going to be that instinct for him.
Do you think Sarah's gonna go for it if they kiss?
Yeah, but that relationship could be over before that happens.
Yeah, I think so. I think Sarah likes girls and guys. I think Sarah's just kind of like going with the flow right now. Is like, you know what? Hey.
And I just think Oliver and Sarah just getting in touch with each other after, because they haven't seen each other for so long, but they'll find it's not going to work.
Right.
Because their lives have gone different directions over those years, but it's not going to work for them.
Do you think? Do you guys think that the Black Canary is going to be a permanent player in the Arrow team, or do you think that
she is at the moment?
But do you think something's going to happen where she's going to be like, "I'm solo, I'm out of here"?
Yeah. The way I feel like. Especially towards I think one of the following clips we have when Laurel and Sarah are talking, I kind of feel like a foreshadowing to Laurel dying, because it seems like, okay, her life has been rough and now it's kind of settling a little and she's, you know, changing, and I think it's a little too late for that, especially in the show.
Laurel die, that would be awesome.
But don't forget, in the comics, Laurel was the Black Canary. It wasn't Sarah.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, it was Laurel. And there's also talk about the Oracle, which could be Felicity.
The Oracle is Batgirl.
Yes.
Which is not Felicity.
I know, but there's talk of it that it could be.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's obvious.
I didn't say it's going to happen, but there is talk.
But honestly, as we can see, that the comics and the show kind of go together, but don't always. I mean, look at The Walking Dead, you know?
Yeah, because they did say they're changing. I mean, they're following the lines of the comic books, but they've made a twist because Laurel was meant to be the Black Canary, but you've got Sarah being the Black Canary.
And that's a big switcheroo. Yeah, that's a big switcheroo. So you just never know. You never know.
So they're just keeping us on our toes at the moment.
So there's a chance that Felicity could be a superhero.
Well, she may be not, but We'll have to keep watching because we know we've got a season 3 coming.
Of course, yeah. Mom. We've got to keep watching. Got to keep watching. Jesus, we just nailed it right now because Laurel decides, after getting scolded and owned by Oliver, she talks to her sister at the bar, and here's how it goes down. And Anna, I got a question for you after this.
I'm not here for a drink or anything. Why are you here? Because I realized that I went on that boat with you two. And I've been slowly drowning for all of these years. And after every heartbreak or setback or loss, I sank deeper into the dark water. And so when I saw you, so beautiful and so alive, I realized that I'm not those things. But not anymore. So please don't hate me, Sarah.
Here it is, all about her. God. See, the only thing I liked about that scene was the music. That was it. Okay, so, Anne, I got to ask you.
Yep.
Do you believe that horse shit that she just put out to Sarah?
No, I think it's genuine.
You think?
I do. Yeah, because Oliver gave her a piece of his mind and said, stop blaming yourself, get out there, make amends with everybody, make amends with yourself. And I think she's come to terms with that now. And to do it, she has to build her relationship with Sarah. With Sarah back up again.
I was hoping you'd be on my side. I just don't believe it. I think that it's just happening. So, Laura's just got to see. She's still popping pills. Well, you know, I mean, if you see her go into AA with her dad, and then she does this with her sister. Jesus.
She's on the road to recovery.
Cool. Yeah, I know, but Jesus, whose side are you on?
I think she's genuine about it.
Oh, God!
Once again, you know, I think it's a little too late. I mean...
So you think she's going to die? You think that she's making up and then she's going to get knocked off?
Yeah. I don't see her surviving past the season, really.
Really?
Yeah, she's not a really likable character.
No. She hasn't gone to strong part.
No. And she has no real, you know, story base for the show. They're not making an effort to make her more included either.
Because it almost seems like Thea's got more... And Sin could actually have more than this chick.
And Sin is like a little sister to Sarah, so, you know.
Yep. Well, Thea wasn't in it much this episode.
No.
Yeah, but it might be, you know, one sister replacing another.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Yeah, because there is also a show coming up called Birds of Prey, right?
Yes, there is an episode.
Yeah, and that might be... bringing Sin a little bit more into it because she's also part of the Birds of Prey.
But don't forget, Sarah doesn't want anyone to know that she knows Sin.
That's true.
And the background. She's hiding that too at the moment.
I wonder why.
Don't I see? There's more storyline, backstory for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Which I hope we learn down the track.
Which could mean that we knock off Laurel and then we bring in Sin.
Yeah.
Just make your day.
honestly, Anna, I really liked Laurel in the beginning. I like Katie Cassidy. I like her as an actress, and I really liked her in the beginning. I was like, okay, this girl's going to be a problem. But then she just started – when she got with Tommy and started – and I think this was probably one of the shows where I find myself getting really, like, emotionally, like I want to, like, choke the character sometimes. But when she got with Tommy and then just – and then it just it was just a big mess, and I was like, I blame Laurel for this. She's the one that pissed me off the most, I guess you could say. Oh, you know what the funny thing is? I'm looking at this I googled Arrow, and it's funny that you were talking about that, Anna, because I'm looking at it shows Arrow, the television series, and then it shows the series, and then it says cast Stephen Amell Green Arrow. Katie Cassidy is the Black Canary.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it says that.
Wow.
Ah. Interesting.
But she's not at the moment.
I know. Interesting. Maybe
she could swap over. You never know.
Yeah.
That could be.
But we won't find out this season, I don't think.
Moving right along, as Anna would say. So, of course, we see the fake Laurel go to AA, which I'm telling you fans that are listening right now to this show, I really think she's up to something. I think Jesus thinks it's too late. Anna thinks she's turned the corner. Me, I just think that it's something. Something's going to happen. And so, of course, during that whole shenanigans at the bar, Oliver leaves because he gets a 911 text from Thea, and he has to go home. And this is probably one of my favorite, probably out of the three scenes, meaning the fight in the hallway, number two. But I'm Stephen Amell. He did a great job in acting that part. I got to give it to him. The third was the dinner fight, but this one probably has to be my favorite scene of the whole show. And here it is.
Thea,
Oliver, what's wrong? Is everything all right?
Thea texted me there was an emergency at the house.
No emergency. I'm in the middle of a meeting and Thea's not even here.
Well, then why would she... I can't believe she would do this.
Do what?
She's trying to force us to talk because she's sensing the tension between us.
And what did you tell her?
Nothing. To protect her. Not you.
Mrs. Queen, is everything okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Voice.
My son just dropped by. Oliver, I'd like you to meet Slade Wilson.
Oh!
It's a pleasure to meet you.
What?
Mr. Quaid.
Oh. That was a serious hard handshake they did. Did you hear that when they slapped hands together?
Mm-hmm. And the look on his face.
I'm not going to lie, people, okay? When I was watching it and I hear, is everything all right? I was like, holy shit balls. That's Slade at the Oliver. That was just awesome.
And now the revenge will start.
So this is where the shit really hits the fan then.
Yes, it will. It definitely will.
I knew my nipples were getting hard for a reason. I knew it! So, Jesus, what did you think when you saw Slade there pop up?
I was not expecting that. It shocked me, and I was happy to see him there. Because now I think, you know, the main storyline starts, and we'll see a lot more.
Do you think, guys, that we're done with Brother Blood? We haven't seen him in a minute.
I'm sure he's gonna.
I don't think we're done with it.
No, I think he'll come back up.
Because it's obvious. Because I'm looking at Slade being there. Do you think that Slade is there for business, or do you think Slade is going to have something to do with the mayor running and all that stuff?
Well, in previous episode, he said to Blood, I will take care of Moira with the campaign. So obviously he's there to help, supposedly help her with her campaign, I would say, but he's not. He's there to put her down and start his revenge with Oliver.
Because he also says that he's going to take down everybody he loves and then him.
Yes.
He's going to drive an arrow through his eye.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, because next week's episode, The Promise is what it's called, and I think in the clip we see on the TV that he pretty much, I mean, even Sarah says that Slade is going to pretty much go after everybody he loves and kill everybody in his family. So he's on a mission now.
He is, definitely.
Oh, I cannot wait.
It's going to be good.
So that's it pretty much for me. Anything else? Anna, do you have anything?
No, it was a good episode. I loved the Felicity scenes. It was good.
I was happy with the Felicity scenes. It was a good episode for me because it was a Felicity episode. And, you know, the unexpected ending.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, next week.
It just set us up for the next episode.
Mm-hmm. I cannot wait. So next week we'll be talking about The Promise, which is going to be on the CW for Arrow. Don't forget, people, if you want to catch up with us, you can watch some of the shows on demand on the CW. website. And if you want to hear some of our past Arrow podcasts, Wicked, where? Oh, never mind, you're not here. If you want to hear some of our past shows, all you got to do is go to Variety Radio Online on blogtalkradio.com. If you're here right now, don't forget, if you're on the web browser, you can scroll down and you can leave comments through your Facebook page. And if not, if you're listening on your cell phone, your iPad or whatever, make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes. All you got to do is go to iTunes and search Variety Radio Online, and you should subscribe to us, and you can get all the shows to your devices. Don't forget, people, make sure you check out Variety Radio Online on Facebook and on Instagram. Also, check out the blog, thevro.com, and follow them on Twitter, at thevro. Anna B., who's one of the hosts right here right now from Australia, she also does all the reviews and recaps on thevro.com for Arrow and the Tomorrow People. Now, the Tomorrow People, real quick, is it getting better?
It is. It is. But it hasn't been picked up for a season two yet, so I don't know what's happening there.
Uh-oh.
And it's, everyone else has been picked up except for that at the moment.
Well, I guess we'll see what happens.
So we're waiting.
All right. So if you want to check out some of our reviews and recaps, go to thevro.com, Arrow and the Tomorrow People there. If you want to follow on Twitter, and you want to because she lives in Australia and she's always taking pictures of sand, dingoes, and kangaroos.
I took some more last night.
Did you really? I was just joking, but did you really?
Yeah, not of them.
Oh.
Some of the Sydney Harbour Bridge and the Opera House.
There you go, people, which is Sydney Opera House is a.k.a. for strip club. So if you want to check out some of her strip club photos, follow on Twitter, at Traveler15. And if you want to check out Jesus on Twitter, you can follow him at Dysfunctional. You can check out his blog, dysfunctional.com. Also, his Facebook page, Dysfunctional LA. And that's pretty much it for me. You can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy. And you can check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. Once again, thank you for everybody tuning in to the Arrow Recap Show right here on Variety Radio Online. And like I said, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and also leave comments, reviews, all that good stuff. That's it. Jesus, Anna B. from Australia. I appreciate you getting up, Anna, and hanging out with us and talking Arrow.
It's been great. Till next week.
Yes, next week. We'll see you later. We'll be talking The Promise.